Aboard the ferry, William tapped into his spirit of adventure. Regardless of the outcome with Annie, he prided himself for taking the risk. Gazing out at the open waters, he was content to face the unknown. The cool breezes whipped and billowed his shirt, waking him up. He truly was throwing caution to the wind, as Jane suggested. Then, pulling on his jacket, he discovered Sasha's trick. With a faint smile, William put two and two together. The little girl must have popped the bracelet into his jacket pocket when he wasn't looking. He ran his fingers along the green glass beads, silver beads, recalling the pleasure he'd felt with the child. The little twinkle in her eyes, her endearing words. "You can keep it from when you have a girlfriend." William tucked the bracelet back into his pocket for safekeeping. The sight of Vashon Island, green and lush as the Cotswolds, made his heart full. Steady pulsation in his chest reminded him that he was alive, more alive than he'd felt in months. But as the ferry drew closer, William searched the shore for Annie and did not find her. He waited at the dock, wrestling his doubt. Doubt won. She'd changed her mind. Or worse, wanted to teach him a lesson, let him stew all afternoon. He was just another lonely chump waiting for a woman who would never show. Get a grip, Koval. Holding still was not an option. To keep his nerves in check, he wandered up the road. The island had changed little since his last visit. He recalled another temperate July afternoon years ago when he and Kath had taken the ferry to Vashon for the annual strawberry festival. They were getting to know each other then. He was still trying to impress her. In the early stages of their courtship, he couldn't fathom why she'd picked him. Even today, he admitted, he still wondered. His first encounter with Kath had been in the parking garage at Northwest Hospital. If he hadn't held the elevator open for her, maybe both of their lives would have turned out differently. "Thanks," she'd said, pressing the button for the second floor. Rather than descending to his basement laboratory, he rode with Kath to pediatrics. He took note of her gregarious manner, her auburn hair. Their conversation had been brief and one-sided, with Kath doing most of the talking. "I'm meeting a friend for lunch. Maybe you know her. Elizabeth Meinke?" "Yes, I've met her," he'd said. In truth, he'd been introduced to several new doctors and couldn't remember her specifically. The next thing he knew, he received an invitation to Elizabeth Meinke's housewarming. He was so naive, it didn't occur to him he'd been set up. They were all so young then, their unlined faces looking forward, not back. That long-ago evening of the housewarming, before Liz's children were born, William had stood on her deck for the first time, inhaling the perfume of night jasmine in bloom. Liz and Al's friends, a bohemian mishmash of artists and intellectuals, were not standoffish, but he had clearly been an outlier. With a clinical detachment, he observed the elusive art of socialization. While others conversed or laughed with an ease he knew he'd never possess, William stood on the sidelines, separate, invisible. He waited for his out, employing his default party move, finish one beer and slink away. But then she appeared, wearing that sleeveless dress. She showed up and changed everything. The deep coral fabric set off the roses in her cheeks. Kath carried herself with a certain poise and self-confidence he'd often seen in beautiful women. She wasn't afraid of the power she possessed and knew how to wield it. Clearly, out of his league. Liz floated across the deck, taking his arm.
"William, have you met my friend, Kathleen?" "We've met," Kath said, with that glowing smile. "In the elevator."
When she met his gaze, William went weak in the knees.
"Fancy that," Liz said.
He thought he caught Liz winking at Kath before she returned to her other guests. Decided he'd imagined it.
"Are you from Seattle?"
he managed. He knew the question was weak, but she didn't seem to notice.
"A recent transplant," she told him. "I just moved here from San Diego. Liz convinced me."
"What do you do?"
"Lame question number two. I'm starting law school in the fall."
She took a sip of white wine, smiled, and then looked away. For the duration of the party, he struggled to keep from ogling her bare arms, her cleavage, her mouth like a plum, her freckles. Then, that was that. She had him. It was Kath who called the shots, suggesting their first date. A week later, they dined at a Vietnamese restaurant, and when he kissed her goodnight, it was she who took it to the next level. Silky fingertips beneath his shirt, hot breath sending shivers up his spine. Kath took his arm and led him upstairs to her apartment, to her bed.